I help you?
Yes, I'd like to speak to Mr. Barbara Gelato about Jim Jones.
He's not in right now. May I take a message?
Is there a place I could reach him?
Not at the moment.
Does he have an assistant or aide?
I'm one of his aides.
Oh, I see. Well, maybe you could take some notes or something to give him a message?
I certainly will.
I understand that he made some negative reference to Jim Jones and People's Temple in a hearing last night.
Last night?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And I, you know, felt that if he's going to be attacking Jim Jones, he's going to be very embarrassed because People's Temple actually supported his ballot proposal. And Jim Jones gave support to the proposal on the radio.
Wait a minute. People's Temple supported
his ballot proposal.
JB's ballot proposal, yeah.
And Jim Jones gave support to his proposal on the radio.
Okay.
And Mr. Barbara Gelato mentioned Mr. Stone, if my information is correct. And Mr. Stone is not with the DA's office.
What was this regarding? I left about 6 last night, so, you know,
Well, it was information passed on to me about his comments, so that's why, you know, I'm mentioning these things, because some of his information is incorrect, for one thing, because he should check the records, because Mr. Stone did not marry a minor, which Mr. Barbara Gelato stated, and that's, you know, quite a, you know, error. And another thing is that Reverend Jones was very supportive of Mr. Barbara Gelato when he was victimized by terrorists.
Hmm.
Another thing is that Jim Jones resigned from his position and further declined to give support to the mayor in fighting Mr. Barbara Gelato's ballot proposal.
He resigned from his commission?
His position, I think, as I understand.
When was this?
Must have been just recently, because he's no longer in the position, as far as I understand.
Huh.
You can check into that. That'd be...
Well, I've seen the...
He's planning
the news bulletins come through, and they said the Reverend Jones has been absent,
mm-hmm.
but it hasn't said anything about, you know, him resigning.
Apparently he is planning to resign his position.
Oh.
But he declined to give his support to the mayor in fighting Mr. Barbara Gelato's ballot proposal.
Declined to give... Okay, I'll certainly let the supervisor know. Declined to give his support to mayor.
Mm-hmm. And the church has 9,000 members, and they're not the kind of people I think he wants to take on, believe me. I mean, I personally have been in favor of Mr. Barbara Gelato's proposition, but I feel very strongly that if he's attacking Jim Jones, he'll lose my support and a lot of other conservative people who appreciate what Jim Jones done to speak out against terrorism on the left and elements like the Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
I know, you know, he may be considered to be left of center, perhaps, by some, but he's done more to get antisocial elements off the streets and to rehabilitate drug addicts and militants than anyone I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if the source that he got some information was Lester Kinsolving, but that gentleman has been voted out of the press corps for accepting payoffs. This was reported in both the Chronicle and Examiner.
Who is that again?
Lester Kinsolving.
Do you know how to spell that?
It's Kinsol.
Uh-huh.
V-I-N-G.
Uh-huh.
And he's been voted out of the press corps for accepting payoffs, and this was reported in both the Chronicle and Examiner, as I understand.
Oh. Uh-huh.
I just wanted to say that I feel strongly about this. I'm not a member of the church, but I'm visited, and I'm well familiar with their programs, and I think they're doing a lot of good.
Okay.
So if you could pass that on, I'd really appreciate it.
I certainly will. Could I tell them who called?
Well, just give the message, please. I'd appreciate that very much. I belong to the Bethel AME Church, if you'd want to state that.
The Bethel who?
AME Church.
AME Church. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Certainly.
We got our own air line, as well as this industrial scheme that we're going to do. What else? Did he tell you about the hell?
Something about a hotel holding off on selling.
Oh, yes. And,
Yes, my name is Michael Prokes. I'm an associate minister to Reverend Jim Jones of People's Temple in San Francisco. The First Lady suggested that Reverend Jones and Mrs. Stapleton meet. This was some months ago, but at the time Reverend Jones had a conflict in his schedule which had him out of state. And he was in South America up until a couple days ago and has just returned. I see where Mrs. Stapleton is going to be in San Francisco tonight, and thought that perhaps, if her schedule allowed it, she would like to meet with Reverend Jones sometime, maybe tonight or tomorrow if she's still in town.
I have no way of getting in touch with her. She should be calling me tonight. If not, it will be in the morning.
Well, in that case, we could probably just see her.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
We have a mutual problem if we don't have a mutual fellowship.
That's true.
Tell him what. Tell him what our approach appeared, or what we think. See how he thinks about it.
Well, to start with, I think what we were thinking is that we need to take the position that you've been in here supervising this most of the time, but because work is so important to the church, periodically you'd leave, you'd take a meal, you'd have to go to the toilet, yeah. Occasionally you'd even go off to work, but you always came in and turned it on, first of all.
Yeah.
As far as the, they'll check it out and they'll check the power application. If they ask you anything about call signs, you know, other than these call signs, you just don't know anything about it. If you're asking to be simply, I don't know a thing about that. I've done it, I don't know anything about it. As far as the logbook's concerned, I think the only approach we can take, and it's not a really good one, is, you know, I kept one for quite a while, and then
kids.
Either some kids or something took it here, and I just got
the logbook. There is the logbook. If we can fill it up for the last 10 days, that would be reasonably accurate.
The thing is, we can't, because if they've been monitoring us for 2 days, it's not any way. If they know what we've been doing.
They probably only want to close it.
Well, the thing I wanted to say was, or the approach I thought, because obviously they're going to know that too, I'm going to say, well, right, you know, it's verbatim from day to day to day to day. I'm just going to say it just got, you know, monotonous. I didn't keep it up the way I should have, but, you know, I've thought over it for the last week, and as far as I can tell, it's reasonably accurate. Okay, if we can, you know, the only thing you have to have more of is your starting times and your stopping times. Because they are going to be, you know, the logbook, to not have a logbook, maybe, you know, at least have something, it would be like gross incompetence.
Is it gross incompetence if it gets ripped off by a kid up here in that unlocked facility?
Maybe. If it's unlocked, then that's my responsibility. I mean, more like, I'm the control operator. Whatever happens up there, I'm responsible for it. Now, you know, obviously I can't say, well, I have the sole key to this room, and, you know, I don't know, somebody took the locker. I could say it got ripped off. The guy was just extremely skeptical. He said, gee, that was just really suspicious the way he just happened to disappear the minute we knocked on the door. You know?
Yeah, really.
Well, maybe if you give him a lot of people...
What did he act like? What was his mood? Was he hostile?
No, he was just kind of like, you know, like a state cop, and he pulls you over and you've been going 7, you know, very cheerful, and, you know. And he warmed up. I said, look, I've been doing this for a long time, and I said, I know I've been remiss in a lot of areas, obviously, because you called on me. And he said, well, then you're not trying to deny that you've never made a mistake. And he said, well, that's, you know, kind of opened up to that. He said, well, that's...
You got to get in all this stuff here. We got to get in all this stuff to two of you with him, the power. We've chosen the president's letter. That's all I'm saying. What do you... Have you left us, man?
Yeah.
What do you... You know what you cost me coming back here? It's kind of a... I don't... really shocked if you would take such a stance.
I just want to do it right now, but I just kind of got in the corner and want to get out.
Where's the corner? Because one
I wasn't going over the mission. I wasn't going to go over the mission.
No.
What I wanted to do was stay here until everybody was more or less gone and just not go over.
No, buddy, I wasn't trying to get you in the mission. I was trying to get some days off to get a radio built in the headquarters.
Well, look, I'm not going to come because I don't want to go over the mission. And if I have to go, I'm going to quit.
Your ticket was round trip,
then.
Your ticket was round trip. You weren't going over there.
Did you think you were going to stay?
I assumed that. I mean, my assumption was, I don't care what you told me, that's what I figured.
Well, why would you think I've only got one operator here?
I don't know. To me, it was lunacy to go over there in the first place, because Al could set it up. It's a way cheaper.
He couldn't do it. I tried to do it.
Al said he had no idea.
He had to tore the roof off. Tore the whole roof off. Holes. He had to repair. He couldn't do it. That was the reason I wanted you to come.
I couldn't. See, he set that radio up over there. Beautiful tower. I'm not that good at building towers. And that's the main thing, is putting up a big antenna. And that takes, 3 weeks, a month, 2 months. You've got to dig a 6-foot hole for concrete, and that's...
He could have done that. But we needed, of course, one of the main reasons we needed some help. To help build it, to get it directionally. He wasn't sure at all about getting the thing in position to here.
But
he tried to put it on the roof and just tore the roof up. He doesn't know what he's doing on the roof. Tore the holes in it. And of course, somebody had to bring the radio, the antenna. I presume you knew more about it than anybody.
And that's not, it'd just be hung up as near as I can tell, unless you smuggled it in. It's going to be hung up for however long.
They said the only way to get the radio in was if the license officer and I, came with it.
Right, and I know.
Because if you're going to send it, then Paula said, well, if I'm going to do any good, unless you came over, we would not be able to get it through customs.
I relinquished all that stuff when I turned it over to Paula, though. Mm-hmm. As far as I know, I'm no longer a licensed operator in Dallas.
I don't think
we
have trouble getting you to Utah, is it?
Paula said that the radio didn't have to come with it.
Well, they would let the radio through, but it would be hung up in customs. Like the last time I went over, I took a transmitter over, the last time I was licensed. Well, I was there for 2 weeks, and it never got released while I was there. I think it was about maybe 4 weeks total.
I think they got a different relationship with them now, though. I think it might be able to be...
Did you know I was under legal danger coming back here?
I didn't think you were going to come back.
Why?
You think I'd not risk going to jail to save this movie? Got another one for double whammy.
I do not know what jeopardy you're under, but you're under jeopardy. That's why you went over there.
What the hell am I going to do? I have no radio, and my radio operator goes up, and all my people stuck back through, or some of them who are under jeopardy too. I have to make projections based on people. Where do you live?
Where do I live?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'd say.
How about 94 Uranus Terrace?
That's right.
You make me very nervous.
Well,
you ought to know that I run quite an investigation.
I can remember if you're nervous, and I don't like the situation, but I can't see coming back here.
I didn't say you could. I have to base my stances, though. We're getting down the line of live and die. You can't depend upon some people that you believe in.
Well, you can't depend on me to live and die with them. That's true.
No, I know. I know that. That's obvious. Why did you like to give the address? Didn't you think I had enough intelligence to have that and your Los Angeles and everything about you in about 30 minutes?
If you want to, yeah. But I...
Well, why wouldn't I do it, Ben? Why wouldn't I do it? If you were the leader of the movement, why wouldn't you do it?
I don't know. Why would you want it?
Why wouldn't I?
Because you left.
Okay.
You don't know whether you're hostile.
I don't want to be, I don't like to feel like I'm being followed around either.
We don't know where you're at.
We're ready to know what could happen right in this room now. You understand? It doesn't matter whether you followed around. Some of us are ready to die. It's easy for you to decide to live in fascism, enjoy the fruits of it. I don't give a shit if you met the FCC or not. I don't give a shit. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of people betraying the best friend that ever walked on the fucking earth. I'm sick of it. I'm just as ready to die as to breathe. So I'm no question about you living or dying with this. I'm talking about us living or dying.
we have to make projections. If there's nobody you can depend upon, then your course is slightly made out for you.
Well, I understand it's a difficult situation, and I would like
Do you want to talk?
What do you want from me? I mean, that's what I need to know. Is what you want is radio contact? You want a system worked out so you can maintain radio contact?
Yeah.
That's tough. Now, I don't know what they're going to... I can't predict the FCC. Now, as far as what you're going to be able to say over the air and get away with, I don't know. This was unexpected to me. I didn't expect them to come to the door.
But you are expected in the system. How do you, Ben, enjoy a system? You were not involved with material things, you didn't see. How do you suddenly turn and want to eat from the system that has drained the blood of Chileans and Africans and all these people?
I don't love the system, but...
Then you question my organization, where we're going. Have you said any...
I just don't understand. I just have not. It's just been a mystery for me for about a year.
What is the mystery? Mm-hmm. Supplies to Zaire or Union of South Africa or getting people out of Chilean refugee centers? What is the mystery? What is
That's
the
no mystery?
Mystery
to me, but I don't know. It's just the way with the thing. I don't know.
Well, what's different? What's changed that would cause you to think there's some mystery? Why do you say a mystery? We've operated the way we always have.
Okay, I guess I just didn't see it the same.
What? What's different about it?
In the organization where you solve or survive and help people, you can't. Your most heroic things can't even be talked about. What is it that you have been in for?
Just like going to LA every weekend, that kind of stuff.
Maybe going to LA every week.
The newspapers and crowded and hassle driving all over creation.
What about children that are crowded as many as 17 in the closet?
That's true, I can't. I'm not flying you, it's a flying me. I don't know.
Well, you ought to say that. Because you caused a great deal of risk to me and the organization to bring me back across the border. Because your statement was that you didn't like where the organization was. Every time a statement like that comes out, it always ends up one step, graduated down until we get into insidiousness.
Well, I'm not...
I've fought with such insidiousness that my heart's broke and my body is pretty well scarred.
I don't, I haven't made any contact with anybody else. I haven't talked to anybody else.
But still, the questions have to be asked. Everybody's told us that. Grace told me with tears in her eyes, what I put you through, I'll never hurt you. She said she never hurt me, but she has. She's got a court order. She has.
Well, I can understand your point, because people told you that.
Yeah, it's important.
So...
We hassle a lot of things and win them. But a newspaper to try to unite the left, I would think that would be at least a conscientious thing one should attempt to do. Is to try. It didn't work. But you should try before you go to another operational base. You know that operational base is a facility to help in Africa. It's also going to be a facility to get some people clear. That's what I have been doing, getting things cleared for others to be able to get in their political prisoners. Not just people's temple. It's fantastically influential on these youngsters. They all get their lives straightened out. But certainly, one needs to continue to raise money. You have to raise money in order to do a damn thing. So you pampered you to do anything you could to raise money. You can't know the disappointment that I feel with you. You just can't know that. And then I have to make projections from that. Who's next, you see, sir?
I don't know. I know every time I smell. When I felt depressed, or really depressed, and this is probably a general thing, usually it's somebody that leaves. Not as a rule, but see, I didn't leave out of depression, I didn't leave because I was sick. I was,
What?
I didn't want to leave him. So, I wasn't leaving out of depression.
You just thought you were trapped
in the Guyana. When I finally decided, this is what I'm going to do.
You thought you were trapped in the Guyana?
Yeah.
No, you weren't, that's a shame. I think your logic, guy is a great enemy. I think their logic would know we couldn't operate here without an operator here.
That's what I would have thought too, but that's why I couldn't mention it. I just didn't
have faith in you. Because I had faith in you to set up equipment in headquarters. That would, you know, would be, I knew it would be done. Your job would be done well. And Al seems insecure about it. He just seems very, very insecure.
I know he's been doing it for so long. I don't understand why he's calling.
But even you had to come when we was over there. You had to come turn it down. You know, we got to fuck up. But you had to come turn.
Yeah.
So to get the contact, he said, "I don't know which way to turn the shit."
Well, it's just a matter. I can write all. He knows. He does know whether he says it or not. I mean, I have told him this, down and give it to him, and they have put the antenna up since then and turned it the right way. They put that big one up now.
He said there's no way to get the antenna in there.
Pardon me?
He said there's no way to get the antenna in there.
Well, we can take the antenna over on air break.
How long is that?
Pardon?
How long will that be?
It'll go over there fast, but I don't know how long it's going to be.
You can just take it into the airline 48 hours before the departure time.
Right, we have to have
48 hours before we can get to a big. But you know, you must have realized that when you're talking to government people, we anticipated that the government, when we saw this nice, we got a lovely, nice home, an 8-bedroom and an apartment below for different people. We anticipate that somebody might, from their FCC, whatever it is, communication control, might ask questions. Al doesn't know an abominable thing to answer questions. I guess they do not know. They don't want to talk to him. Paula tries, but she just don't know that it is installed. And Al acquiesces. Under pressure, he just seems to... He does know, and he does a good job. He seems knowledgeable of the radio. But he just doesn't have it. Confidence to talk to anybody. But we're doing something that's technically all right, but it's the zoning says no. We got a tentative approval. We can put the thing up. But we obviously expected somebody might want to come by and say, we're just out of interest. We're just talking about, I thought, with a job like you have, which is always the death of anyone. It's a job that it brings in money, and then you feel you're part of the system. But it hurts some. It hurts more than you can possibly know. And I've got the projected long-range plan. I die in the streets. That's why I ask you these questions. These questions are highly to me. You were leading this organization, you'd surely understand. What time is it? They've arrived. I'm surprised that you want to pull out of the only thing that gives meaning in life. Is there some love affair or something? What is it?
No.
Why leave the hesitant to give me your hand? Think I'm going to kill you in your sleep or something?
I mean, I can say this.
Who is?
Me. Just have a call back.
For sure.
I'll call it back.
Okay, no. Thank you. I've got to calculate human beings. I can't think of myself as a mutation. If I'm a mutation, if I'm the only one that'll give and suffer and die, then I have to die. If nobody else is capable, you said the thing that hurt very much. You said, I didn't think you were coming back, so you left.
Well, it wasn't that. I mean, it wasn't because I didn't think you were coming back that I left. I mean, had you been right here, I would have left. Right. I mean, because I thought you were deserving it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think you were deserting us.
I think so. You ought to know that I left under the most ominous type of threats. But threats that do not have much meaning as long as there's solidarity by some people. I built up quite a network. I have quite a bit of connections and quite a bit of contacts. I wouldn't be able to find out where you are. And the idea that I shouldn't find out where you are would be ludicrous. Anybody that left, you need to know what they're up to in view of the past. These people are not shadow bothered. Only when they start stuff. We've never done anything to anybody. We're not a true socialist. He's not a vengeful person. They're pragmatists. They face only the one thing, the survival of all the people that depend upon us for lifeline. From Zaire to South Africa to Chile to those precious children that are over there in the middle of that jungle. Building what's to me, what you haven't seen in some time. I think you might maybe have decided your life's going to be rather empty compared to what's happening there. But you've got to, every person's been in that configuration, you've got to know where they're at and what they're doing. And I would think that'd be logical to you. Because a person says today they're with you, they won't do you any harm, they just want to leave. We don't bother them, we don't probe them. But then 2 weeks later, they start some action. We have never initiated any action. You think about that?
Mm. Not once.
Never once. The action's always been initiated. You said in D.C., you heard it. You slept too much. If you listen, you always heard that everything we discussed was somebody did something. Now, I have to tap your mind. I've got to know, how can a person be a socialist? How can they be sacrificial, hard worker, and then suddenly give it up? Go back into the system. You must know how crushing that is on my whole, my being. That is to believe in me.
You respond to something.
Question is what he means. I just asked you, how do you make these adjustments and go back into the system? What is it you want out of the system? You said you'd forgotten how bad it was. I remember everything. I nearly died when I heard it. That's how much it affected it.
I don't have any great big expectations.
Well, what do you want in there then? Why do you want to let down?
So
did you believe in me?
I guess I want independence. I guess that's what I want.
But whoever's freed anybody, son? Whoever freed anybody by hedonistic independence? Who anarchy ever did a damn thing for us all? I'm like a classic anarchist myself. I hate the system. But you can't replace it with anarchism. It takes organization to replace it.
I guess.
Where have you seen me misuse power? Where have you seen it? Where you
see
him? Well then, what? Oh my God, isn't it insignificant? You're not identified enough with the blacks, the people who've been drugged out of jail, that crippled boy accused in this city of shooting police at police, and body broken and distorted. Melvin Charles is his name, Melvin's brother. The police, when we get him off, and the judge goes along and lets me send him over to the promised land. The police meet him at the street and say, don't let us see your face again or something will happen to you. Do you feel involved? Do you feel pride of freeing people like that? Atari Johnson, who was running around in clothes and transvestite, no purpose, and freaking out, head of the whole garden, and as responsible as could be, like a rock of Gibraltar. And just go on down the list. But it was Kenny, even Kenny, the most sordid amongst them, a deviant, a child molester. But who made him a child molester? A fucking white system. It never makes a black person feel any self-worth. Where have you been philosophically? You see, I put great trust in that special love for you. Where have you been?
I think, I'm kind of a nihilist.
Well, explain.
Just pessimistic. I think whatever
I am too, son.
Happens, mostly happens purely by accident. And I think if you work very, 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 very hard and you happen to get a purely accident that happens your way, you may change things. Apart from that, I think that things more or less stay the way they are.
How did you stay here being a nihilist? Have you been to Cuba lately?
No.
Do you call yourself a nihilist in Cuba?
I don't know what a nihilist means in Cuba. I mean a person who just basically, I guess maybe a pessimist is more.
But my God, with 2 out of 3 babies going to bed hungry, you mean we're going to just take their chances? We're going to take our chances on those people being tortured while we're sitting here? We can't do that. That's all right, go ahead, the dialogue. I'm only making projections from you.
I don't plan to have, I don't have perfect empathy.
I would hope that I could hope with all the hope in the world that you change your mind. But that's not the primary reason I'm probing you.
Well, that's, I feel like, I'm willing to have a dialogue with you so that you can understand me maybe a little bit better, but I don't really feel I'm open to make a decision otherwise. I feel that the most likely thing that would make you come back or reconsider or really start working for this company would be to go out for 6 months and
just
be purely bored. And I think that would make you come back.
Yeah, I hope so. I've never seen anybody that ever happened to you.
Well, I'm not expecting to be, happy
to be. No, I've never seen it happen to anybody. Yeah. For us, I wish I could see some people who would see the system and come back, but their pride won't let them or something. I don't know.
I'm not necessarily. I can see possibilities, but I'd rather not. To me, it's premature to talk about anything.
Maybe it costs a bunch of good stuff.
I mean, I don't necessarily. I mean, there are ways that I can work or help with these temples. Small ways. It might be a little help.
Well, what kind of thing do you have in mind?
I don't have anything particular now. Before the radio.
What about the radio? What about the radio?
Well, he's already said he can handle the radio. Didn't you say that?
Pardon?
Didn't you say you could already handle the radio problem?
I don't know that I can handle the radio problem. It depends.
You mean that
we're just, if the FCC is going to listen to us, great, we can have the radio. We're doing business over it. We're not going to be able to, they didn't seem to be worried about content.
Well, that's,
did he say
that's
that to
cool.
you? Did he say it to me? It's very funny that the FCC should suddenly come out here and with equipment and invest in this on the site. That is not right.
They've got a lot of complaints because of the
interference.
Well, yeah.
They said they would make a
lot. It's hard for them to ascertain that, but I mean, definitely.
Can you do anything to mask that up there? Then?
If I can find a manual, I can't find the manuals up there.
Here's the thing, son, that they apparently were here for the usual diabolical intrigue, but some of their letters and a personal handwritten letter from Mrs. Carter blew their minds. So they got off the substance of the thing and all together, and just all they were worried about was the power.
Well,
allegedly. I think they've been after us ever since we championed units that made Blackwell right. And quite likely they were here not to tap her, because anybody could do that without being out there with a little black satchel. Probably kill her. So I know the deviousness of the bastards, but they think we've probably got too much of a hole. That's the only reason the FBI doesn't move in on me for certain things. The only reason when the printer push out, the immigration, they burn up, they want arrests so badly. But they can't arrest because they're afraid of a bunch of angry niggers in the streets. That's the whole basic thing in a nutshell. And that's why when everybody goes out, it weakens that thing. Groups are there. There's the only thing that can stand up to fascism. Jews did survive. Elements of socialism in Hitler's Germany did survive. Even to the last. But when you break your solidarity, you have no... You can't. And so I have to make projections based on moves like yours. And I keep seeing these moves every 2-3 months. A person that's been some meeting. It's been a long time since he went to say of your meeting, though. It's been a long time that I've been changed like this.
Just burnout.
Burnout. Well, it always helped me to realize I didn't have the right to burn out. That's all that I kept me going. I get tired and weary and dead. Often and frequently and every night and every day and hostile. And I'm just exactly like all the rest of you. I keep clearing my mind some people who have never had that opportunity to burn out. And I may burn out, but I'm not going to give out. Because that's a terrible feeling, to feel that you let people down. That's what I felt I would have done if I stayed there. Sure, I wouldn't be in jail, and I didn't care about going to jail in the first place. I thought it would be organizationally unsound for me to risk going to jail because I'm still quite influential in this movement. I couldn't. I didn't. Our people would never understood if I hadn't come back in these kind of situations. Even perhaps some here wouldn't have understood. They wouldn't have understood. So I had to take the personal risk. I'd rather take that risk than risk letting anybody down. And even if I find that most painful, unless I've totally miscalculated you, feeling that you've let somebody down and needed you, trusted you, or believed in you. I don't know what there is in life. I've tried it all. Never being able to do anything for myself, only where I thought I had to go with everything I owned, like my body or my mind. Instead, I know that it's out there. You learn vicariously. I don't know what possible thing you could do. I have been lived in the system, hobnob with all those assholes in this city for this cause of thing. There's nothing there. So what's the difference? Pain is pain. Why not be painfully loyal rather than painfully dissolute? It's both my mind to hear you say, but a nihilist. Sitting here as a nihilist, I wonder how many others are.
I don't think, don't do that.
That causes a lot of paranoia. Ben's having a little problem. That's the only reason
He's having a little problem, and he asked to talk to some people. That's why I just wanted to explain. Just wanted to explain it to you. Because I think they need explanations. You don't think there's any way for the radio to survive? What time is it?
It's up to you.
I can't survive without communications.
I just don't know.
He said he understood that we were a mission and have new things, and we said, well, other people do business. I'm going to say what they said. And they said, we know that. So he didn't seem to argue at that point on. And God, if he's been monitored for 2 weeks, he's heard the almost insane kind of codes. So
he really did not challenge us on the content. And I was surprised because I thought he would, and he didn't. And I was surprised because I was always the one that was advocating and saying they're going to bust us on the content and we're going to get in a heap of trouble. I was shocked, and I figured it was...
You would have. It's that letter from Mrs. Carter saying she thanks me for what I'm trying to do in Cuba. And they don't know what the hell to think. They may think the whole government's going communist, but that's not what she was really saying. She was really saying, I think it's good that you try to get hospital equipment into Cuba. I was trying to get a commitment from her owner so she could reopen certain doors in the Caribbean. And a handwritten letter, which we didn't expect to get, was very, very helpful in the president's part. Been helpful ever since we got it.
Well, if we keep our power running, if we keep our power going, we have a pain signal and identify.
What bothers me slightly is this false signal. This false signal.
Or shift to the valley.
Shift to the valley.
Use that antenna up there.
Yeah. They came to the valley at the same time.
They don't.
It's in an umbrella area. That's why we never got answers so much up there.
Yeah, but they went in there at the same time they came in here.
Well, I'm sure they know about it because that's where they license. But as far as them listening, see, that's what they asked me about that.
Well, nobody's ever told me this little bit of information.
No, that's why I never wanted it. I was reluctant to get down in the first place because we got, probably 1,000 ham radio operators right here within our primary signal area, which is about 2 miles. And then we've got an umbrella area, which they can probably hear us in L.A., but if we're up in the valley, then the only people we can hear us there are like 20 or 30 miles
away.
I never heard this.
But you can see how vital communication is. We have had no communication since I had to rush out of that jungle. We've had no communication since the day they see him.
Did they say not to operate when
you left?
Yes.
Not until you came into
the mountain to talk to you.
What's that mean?
Well, he never said that to me on the phone, and I was surprised that he didn't.
Well, I expect he's following Mrs. Carter's letter more. People know too.
I was surprised that they came.
Do you see it? You know the letter? Do you know the letter?
No, I haven't seen the letter.
There's a
letter.
Usually,
to the valley, you can hear simultaneously. That is very unusual. They always send a slip notifying that you've had a TBI complaint against you, can you fix it up? Then they send you another slip saying you've had a second pink notice that says you've had a second offense. And then if it's really bad and you fail to comply, sometimes they restrict your hours.
So they wanted to do us in for you, they arrested you, they arrested everybody on that radio. Of course we know that. I'm not doubting your major premise. They wanted to arrest us. But that letter, even as innocuous as it is, makes for nervousness.
Especially when it starts out, Dear Jim. She could have easily said, Dear Reverend Jones, but it looks like there's a close personal friendship there.
Let me see it again, so
we're going to tell them we don't have any volume tests going on. Does anybody have anything? Well, I have filled it up the whole way up to like the last 2 weeks, but then since they've been monitoring it, I thought we had some idea. Basically, we need to know, do we come in here at 5:30 or 2:30? We came on at 5:30, how long did we go? Are there any nights we went unusually long?
Yeah.
Which ones? That's what we need to do.
No way of sending it.
That's right.
How would we do with our mind if they're monitoring?
That's right.
If they're bluffing us, what do you say? If they're really monitoring us, we will.
Well,
I don't want to put you in jeopardy. You're the one that's in jeopardy. I don't want to put you in jeopardy.
I think that... I don't intend to. I think it's foolish to say, well, this is the log and it's totally accurate. I just said, I went back over and filled it in as best I could, but I just haven't kept it up.
So I question why we should lose it. It was my idea to lose it, but you say not to. Trust your judgment.
What they say?
Things in writing can damage you. What you put down there becomes, if these people turn and change their mind and want to go after us, which I'm afraid that's down the road, undoubtedly, but I don't know what it is right now because of their attitude. Their political attitude. It doesn't indicate to me they want to get a legal or criminal sanction against us. They even said if you were here, and as I understood it now, if people correct me if wrong, that if you were here and the power was all right, they would even cite you, whatever that means. What cite means, that just means that's just civil. That's just civil.
There are sanctions against them, but I don't know how they do it.
The sanctions for a false entry are more severe than making none at all. I mean, from the technical point of view.
Yeah. Anything that you put in writing is evidence. It's just right there for them. If that's accurate. Then we always have to deal with the paranoid possibility that they're just playing with us, and want to get more information from us.
Yeah. What did they say when they talked to you?
They said, what happened to it then? How come? So we couldn't understand it. There you were. We were listening. We heard your signal. We knocked on the door, and all of a sudden the signal disappeared. And they said you just left. So they was awful suspicious then. I said, well, I was. I said it's because of the nature of my job. I said I often laugh. I said actually I was sick. And I always come in the back room and go out the back.
Is that consistent with what you said about him being sick?
No, they said I told them. I said that I just leave sometimes because of my nature of my job. I have to be sorry sometimes. But actually, I said I was sick.
I told
him exactly that. The calling was
John. Well, I hope your nihilism, it'd be interesting if your nihilism and my socialism put us in the same cell.
I think.
Might as well laugh and be good about it. You may get a chance not to be bored. Christ, I don't give a shit anymore.
This guy is basically an engineer. He's actually just a test equipment. And he'll go back and make his report to this two guys that were there before that, Marta Volkoff.
He said, oh, what's going to happen then?
Drill in here, guys. I don't know. This guy will probably tell us. If the signal's clear, then he'll probably say, write us a letter and, with a citation on saying you're giving a warning. If they're going to be nice, that you've been, your signal was unclear, and if you've got 2 weeks to get your signal straightened out. And then, there may be something wrong with it. To me, there must be something wrong with it. I don't know. I'm anxious to see if this guy comes up with when he brings this equipment.
What's wrong with the what?
The signal, yeah.
He said it was broadcasting, what, 10
KC.
10 KC? Well,
it's too bad.
That's not the way it's supposed to do, and that's certainly one reason they would come here. I hope that's what it is. Because that's what that other guy wrote 2 weeks ago.
He said the antenna, because the antenna had some areas that were...
He said it wasn't the best installation he'd seen either.
He said it wasn't? Well, maybe, I don't know.
If you decide you're going to do a log book,
Well, let's not do a log. Let's say it got stolen.
It just disappeared. The kids running in and out. So
yeah, I could say.
Could have left the door open.
They want to do the accident free, though. They can use that at some later time.
Right.
Even though now they see our power and do not want to. 9 months later, I don't have the statue. Probably, what, 2-3 years? So later, they've got something in writing for me. That's why I don't like to give people things in writing. The argument should be, here that we've been praised by the mayor, the senators, what we're doing to get troubled people off the streets, and it's perfectly fantastic. We've got the literature here. You can read this about the stuff. So we have to have communication. We were told, different officials, and we have officials in our government, says it won't matter. They're not that strict about it from the FCC. There are people who can talk on the thing. It's not that much of a problem. I mean, there isn't any problem, I'd put it that way. And so we were concerned about getting things as not profit, obviously, as a church. Things that needed medical supplies. We stopped gastroenteritis, I hope you're listening, in that whole area, which we have. It's a fact can be documented by our supplies equipment and some natural remedies. There's no more kids dying in our area of gastroenteritis. So the human thing, not try to talk savvy to being highly sophisticated. I'd make that kind of approach. When are they? Will we be notified when they're coming in?
Yeah, there's something about
it. There's no issue what happened at the door.
He said, boy, that place is like Fort Knox.
Did the security have
to? But I understand it's been burned down a couple times.
You said that?
I didn't say that.
We told them that when they came.
You got a lot of security, and somebody said, well, you know, we've had the church burned down, and so they were concerned that
they may monitor, not tape. They may be so inefficient. Let's hope that's not the case. What's bothering me is these call seekers. What bothers me is the call seekers. They didn't mention that to you either, did they?
It's been monitoring for 2 weeks, and for a while there you weren't even called to, or you weren't identifying or something.
So they've missed.
They may have missed it.
The miracles of the paranormal again.
Well,
it's very possible.
They're in a hard place.
If they can miss it, if they can miss those calls, they really have to. We wish that was working with us at least for a little while.
Because
those call seekers have been choked. We've just choked it with those call seekers.
Hmm.
I already stopped when? About 4 days before they come in. Mm-hmm. Because Tim Stone thought we ought to give a call seeker. He thought a call seeker would be better than going on without anything. That didn't fit to me.
No, that makes sense, really.
It didn't fit to me, so I already quit.
Yeah, it depends. If you're looking, if you figure they're not going to come after you for 3 months, and that's fine. Obviously, you don't operate that way. It's just right here in the middle of the city.
If they'll let us, I wish I'd known about the umbrella.
Hmm?
I wish I had known about that umbrella. In Los Angeles, you'd be in the same position, I suppose, would you?
Right. They'd be able to hear you for like 20 miles.
They were saying they could hear us. They were speaking like they were watching us.
Yeah, so you get an umbrella effect for like between like 20 and maybe 100 miles. After you go out 20 miles and after, and then after like 100 miles out, you get a dead area. And then after that, the signal starts coming back on Earth. They're probably kind of like gangbusters down in Texas. They said in Washington.
To do with the angle of direction.
Yeah. Stiff distance.
Did you see anything else that they might bring up that we haven't talked about or should think about?
Here's your material.
I don't know. I'm not up on the regulations. They have... See, we're not licensed at this location. So what... The way I'm going after this is the secondary... Primary location is up there in the valley, but I just moved down here. And I haven't gotten around to applying for a primary station location down here because I'm not sure where this is going.
So do you have any... What do you have in mind?
That's what I was going to say.
Go back
because they don't have to. I don't have to. If this is a secondary station location, I don't have to give them any written notice of it, and I don't have to get a separate call sign for it anymore. So I can say, let's fill a primary station location in Redwood Valley, and this is secondary station location.
Is Red Valley already?
Are you hearing the phone?
The antenna, everything is there. The only thing is your radio, and you come back in the air.
They asked us, you know, how much the Redwood Valley could have been operated. We said we didn't know, but we thought it hadn't been operated for some time.
That's what I told them. That.
Well, I think you better show them that, too. We can talk afterwards, then, because I'd like to have more dialogue with you to get my bearings, being that I'm back here. I don't know what I'm doing here. Things are happening over there.